Hello?
Bob, it's President.
Yeah.
I just talked to Harper. He's coming down at 1:30 to see me tomorrow. They can't make final action today. I think they're moving to going along. I read to his secretary the press release I read to you this morning that I dictated earlier. I had read that to Harper about noontime after I talked to you, and he'd been chewing on it between noontime and 4:30. And they're practically ready to sign up, I think. I told him it was absolutely essential we move quickly, that I didn't know whether I could wait to 1:30. He said, well, they just couldn't possibly move. He had to talk to other members of the company, the board, and so on. So I agreed to meet him at 1:30 tomorrow.
All right. Do you want me to bring him and talk to you?
Yeah, I talked to him. I rather hate to get Reynolds in here tonight or in the morning. I got this thing going. I hate to get another line out. What do you think?
Well, I would gather Harper must be in touch with Reynolds.
Oh, my, no. They can't. It's a criminal offense to be talking about things like that. Now, there are ways of doing this, of course, but I would be very surprised if he had mentioned anything like this to him.
Well, guy, you on the driver's seat. You have to determine for yourself. He wanted to get all of them in, and George told you, though, what the story was.
Reynolds did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I'm a little concerned about it, because Reynolds knows enough to realize that if he got them all in, they couldn't talk price. The only thing they could talk when they're all together is stockpile. And that's why I don't think Reynolds is going to be easy to push back on price. Might be able to do it if we took several days, but it'd take a lot of pressure.
Well, Reynolds told George that nobody in the government intimated he shouldn't raise it, and he'd made several hints to several leading members of the government.
Yeah.
And none of them had indicated not to, and they thought they could do
well,
it.
Well, all right, suppose I get hold of Reynolds and tell him I understand he wants to talk to me, I'll be happy to see him. And then when he gets in, if he talks stockpile, I'll just say, well, I'm surprised. I understood he was wanting to talk about rollback prices.
I think that's all right.
Okay.
I think that you ought to just give him some of the treatment you gave Harper, because my judgment is they do talk to each other through their lawyers. My judgment is that the Thurman Arnold will be talking to a jury firm, and all around they may deny it.
Yeah, that's right. There may be some of it, but this is one thing that is really, really dangerous. And
well, if you look at those beds last month...
Oh, I looked at it, but you know you can do that without talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'll get
I don't care. You be the own judge. Your judgment is not to do it, not to do it. Now,
okay.
I want to be sure your judgment is careful on this one, though.
Yeah.
We put off seeing them the other day and keep putting off and putting off. Now, they're not gaining any advantage. I assume that we're gaining some with our lawyers.
Yeah.
You don't think we delay any hurt anything by putting it off from later this afternoon?
No, I don't, Mr. President. The way it went out on the ticker, it looks as though we're going to sell that 100,000 tons, and that's what I wanted to achieve, and that's all I need. I don't actually have to put the offer out.
All right. Now, you be sure, as head of this task group, to be positive that these lawyers in Interior are looking at every power contract to see how we can raise them to them.
Right. The meeting is going on over there at 4:30 in the cabinet room. I'm over at my own office. I was waiting for this Harper call. I'll get over there right away.
And be sure that you see that Nick, very quietly, reviews these March bids.
Right.
You can't tell me you can't find some things to trade on if you work hard enough at it. And those two things, the power company, the March bids, are both things in addition to our instructions to our procurement officials and so forth. Now, when I send some bulls to a sale up here or some calves, I always send one or two of my best friends to buy them in if
yeah.
they don't go over $400.
Sure.
And I would see that some people that are tapping on your door and wanting some help from the Navy and the Army here and there, are them, if it goes below 21, they buy it in.
Yep.
Or whatever price.
Yep. Yeah, we can put an upset price in there.
Well, you can put it in the specification,
right.
But I'd also do it in some of the buyers so we can see if these fabricators refuse to buy.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thanks.